That's how it's supposed to work. Stand by. I have to give the day of the week because it's Friday and I'm very excited. Friday. All right, you have to hit your position into number five. Do you see on that little control ball? Oh, God, you know, you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
All you had to do is tell me. I'm back. Hey, we're streaming. Very exciting.
We were streaming before, but we were hearing the wrong signal. But now we're all good. You don't need to know all that.
Yeah, people don't care. They just want to go, hey, where's Wendy and Bill? Where are Bill and Wendy? Wendy, Bill and Wendy.
Where is Bill?
Bill is out. He's in a van. Cruising around the Chicago. Could be down by the river. We don't know. Do you know where his location is?
No, that's all secret information.
They didn't tell you where he was, his route? You don't have like a Bill tracker? You didn't GPS him anywhere? So we can't say he's in Rolling Meadows right now on 8th Street.
Well, no, but here's what's going on. You had to prearrange it at WGNradio.com, but if you did, Bill Leff, a.k.a. Christmas Boy.
That still cracks me up.
He loves Christmas, so he's the perfect guy for this. He is going to listeners' homes and picking up their artificial Christmas trees so they can trade them in because it is the Goodwill Tree Time Tree Trade-In Drive. And you only have 6 days left to either go to Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington and donate your tree, in which case you'll get $75 off one select new Tree Time tree or 15% off any Tree Time tree. A little confusing, but just ask them.
Right.
Or you could go to your local Goodwill if you're not near Tree Time in Lake Barrington, and they'll also give you the coupon. And what we do then is Goodwill gets the trees all fixed up, and people in need can go and buy a Christmas tree for way less money.
That's excellent.
It looks beautiful,
yeah.
And it's all helping everybody.
That's terrific. And what are you going to do with the old Christmas tree? I know in the past we've sold some on Craigslist and things like that, but this is a much better deal. Plus, you get an upgrade. You get to upgrade to a much cooler tree. Now, I'm wondering, and you would know this because you and Tree Time are like this.
We're besties.
You are. In years past, they always decorated the showcase studio at our old place. Are we going to get a beautiful Tree Time decoration? Because it won't be the holidays for me if I don't see Santa's groin coming out of a chimney. That I look forward to that every year. Tree Time would, every year their decorations changed and were more and more opulent. But the one thing that stayed the same was there was a chimney and Santa's lower body swinging out of it. And every year, I loved it.
All right, well, here's the problem, because there are two beautiful studios. Allstate Showcase studios.
Allstate Skyline Studios. The Allstate people are here, that's why. I didn't mean to correct you, but the Allstate people are lurking around.
Yeah, Jasmine, it says Allstate Showcase Studio on here.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
It's your birthday.
On your birthday, we'll let it slide. But,
yeah, but it hasn't said that before today. I don't know why that's happening.
I'm stuck today because today's my birthday. I want to be at the Tribune Tower. I'm just kidding.
It's right on the door.
All right. Well, the Allstate Skyline Studio, there are two of them. Which one will they put the tree in? Will they have to decorate both? What is happening?
And we've got the Palatial Green Rooms, and we've got the Music Studio. Tree Time is going to be... This is a much bigger space, and I think...
They're going to have to work harder.
They're going to have to bring some more trees.
All right, well, maybe some different of the ones themes. That people donate.
That would be good, too. Listen, we'll take a donated tree. We don't need them to, you know, go crazy.
They have beautiful things there, though, I'm telling you.
It's unbelievable. I always love the garland around the windows. Maybe this year they do a different theme in each studio. Wouldn't that be nice? Listen to me spending Tree Time's money. That's right, Tree Time. Come on.
And the time to put this all together.
Unbelievable.
All right, well, Bill is out there today, and like I said, he's not just stopping at your house willy-nilly, although he is going to Willie and Nilly's house.
I hear their tree is very gently used. Very gently.
And they pre-registered. So we are just working hand-in-hand with Goodwill and Tree Time, and that's where Bill is today. So Brian Noonan is sitting in his chair as we do the stream. We're going to talk to Jerry Nunn later in the show. But I was given an exact quote that I meant to start the show with today, but I'm 2 hours late.
All right, well, listen, jump in now.
Bill,
you were supposed to do it on the bonus hour, I thought.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I didn't write down the time.
That's what I had it
Well, this is the bonus hour, right?
The bonus
hour. Yes,
yeah.
I don't remember when this happened. It was
the bonus hour, because I had it.
It's your birthday. I don't trust you.
I can't say.
You're already drinking.
Wow.
Happy
birthday.
She was
drinking. I was here before. She was drinking when she came in.
Good for her. Her hair is fantastic today. Jasmine Cooper, look her up
Thank
on
you.
Facebook. So here's what happened. Bill wanted me to ask you.
Me?
Wait, how am I supposed to phrase this? Bill wanted me to say this was from a texter.
Oh, God.
From the 814 area code, but it's really from Bill.
Okay.
Brian Noonan, when did you decide you had the fashion flair that is so unique? We were talking about your bow tie yesterday.
Oh, bow ties?
And that...
how did that come up? That's random.
I don't remember how it came up, but we gave you credit for saying you can pull off a bow tie.
Oh,
some
well,
people
thank
you. Can't. Was it Tucker Carlson who used to do it, and then
yeah.
somebody said it's not working, so he stopped doing it?
Yeah, people could tell me it's not working, I'll still do it.
Well, once you commit, you gotta stay
yeah.
with it. But Bill wanted me to, 814 texter says, Brian, when did you decide you had the fashion flair that is so unique?
Did you
wear it as a little kid?
I did not. Well, I did have to wear a plaid bow tie in first and second grade St. Kieran's Elementary School in Chicago Heights. But then
that
I
explains it.
Then I got rid of the bow tie because I was. Here's the thing: when you're a big fat guy like I used to be, you can't wear a bow tie because you look like a clown. When I lost,
that's not nice.
Well, I was the guy. It was me. I'm talking about my old self.
You didn't look like a clown. Did
I didn't
you?
Wear a bow tie then. I had to wear the big tie.
The long tie like Donald Trump wears?
Almost so that when my buttons started to pull on my too tight dress shirt, you'd cover it up.
Was yours as wide as like a tablecloth or something?
Sometimes in the 70s, sure, they were very wide.
I liked that.
I hated when the really skinny ties came out. I was like, oh, and that's another thing. When you weigh almost 400 pounds, a skinny tie disappears. It looks like you just dribbled licorice down your shirt. You know, like I was trying to eat licorice soup and I spilled. But then I lost the weight, and we were going. Nick DiGiulio's producer Dan was getting married.
Okay,
and we were invited to the wedding, and so I had lost weight, and I had gotten a new suit, and we were in Macy's, and they had a display with bow ties, and my wife said, "Oh, I like bow ties," and being a guy who wants his wife to think he looks sharp, I got a bow tie for that occasion, and I took a little ribbing at first, but then. It's something different. You
well,
know?
You liked, be honest,
I
you liked the attention.
No.
When
I,
they were going, hey, a bow tie.
It definitely sets you apart. Once you, and I always tie my own. So that's enough.
That's
people
impressive.
Will go, people go, oh, you tie it yourself? Well, sure. And that's, but I always kind of, I worked at Marshall Fields back in the day in men's accessories. I always kind of liked that. And I longed for the day when I could lose weight and start dressing a little more snazzy.
I like the snazzy better than hip.
Yeah, because I don't follow trends, really. I do what I like for myself. But so that was, to the texter in the 814, Bill, you nosy man. that's when I decided to make the switch. And now, the bow tie is just kind of my thing. I like them. They are unique, I guess. There's one guy, Paul Lisnick, who you hear here on the radio.
Yes.
He's another guy. When I see him at the theater, he's usually my bow tie. He and I go back and forth. I am consistent. I'm consistent with the bow ties. Paul will alternate. He'll go bow tie sometimes.
Once you make the commitment, I think you got to stay with it.
I do too. Look at Fahey Flynn.
That's
back
what
in the day.
We brought him up alongside you,
right.
Senator Paul Simon, and Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders, Pee Wee Herman, me, and Fahey Flynn.
But here's the thing, Colonel Sanders, because Bill said, "What do you call those bow ties?"
Oh, his is not a bow tie.
Well, I looked it up. It is. It is. It's it's a Civil War bow tie because it's hand tied, but it's tied differently than a more current bow tie.
Because his looks like a bow.
Yeah. Tie.
Like a Bobo, where with the two strings.
Was that the clown?
Bobo, yes, Bobo the clown. Also put that him on the list of the people who wear the bow ties. Where the strings come down. Like at a bow tie, the
strings don't
come down. Yeah, it's almost like
a bolo. Shoelace.
Yeah, like a bolo.
A bolo tie.
Bolo tie, bow tie combo. I'm not, I don't want to go that way. I'm not going to, you won't see me in the Colonel Sanders.
Maybe.
No, I don't think that's, there's a point where, now, I had discovered, we were in England and I was looking for hats because I also fashioned myself a hat guy. Not a baseball cap, but
like a fedora-esque, something like
and
that.
And I tried on a number of hats, but I couldn't pull the trigger.
Why?
On the hat. Well, one that I really loved was a purple top hat. How many times are you going to wear a purple top hat? Even me.
Yeah.
Even Mr. Snaz. Mardi Gras, I could wear it. That's pretty much
that
it.
That is pretty much it.
I'm not going to show up, at a black tie affair and a tuxedo and a purple top hat. Sure. How many parades am I in?
I don't know. Maybe we should start one.
Maybe we should. The Top Hat Parade.
Do you wear, I know you're of Irish descent. Do you wear like an Irish cap?
I do
like
wear caps. Sure. In the fall and winter, I'll wear a nice tweed cap. Or I had a cap that I took to on the trip with me. Because I'm 55. A baseball cap, unless I'm just working out or working in the yard, kind of look, especially when you're traveling. You don't look like an adult wearing. Now, this is, and I don't mean to insult your co-host. Bill loves his baseball caps. That's his look. That's his signature look.
That is his look. You know why? And I think it stems back to, he said that, Little League was great, and when you'd put on the hat, that was exciting.
Yeah.
And he collects toys. I think we figured it out. I am Wendy. He is Peter Pan. He does not want to grow up.
That's true. But that's, everybody has their look,
But he doesn't, in fact, we've teased Bill. We said he should get a baseball cap that's done in tuxedo material.
So a nice satin cap,
For dressy occasions.
Because I have seen him dressed up for Bill.
Without the cap.
Without the cap, and it's unsettling. It's like seeing.
Really?
Well, yeah, because you only see him in a cap. He wears a baseball hat all the time.
See,
so when you see him without it, it's like, what happened? It's like when somebody wears glasses all the time and you see him without them and you go, something's wrong. This looks strange.
I guess I see him every day, so to me, I don't know. Everyone says, does he always wear a cap? I'm like, I don't know. I don't really notice. But yeah, I guess he does.
Think about if you do a show where he doesn't have a cap on.
Just when we have something dressy to do after the show, then.
Then he'll take it off?
Yeah.
Get him a turban, something. Get him something, a different kind of hat to put on.
The spinning beanie.
Maybe a pith helmet. Yeah, beanie with the propeller. That fits. You could do that in all different colors. You could have a nice dark one for dressy occasions.
A leather one.
Yeah, well, sure. When he's out on the town doing whatever it is he does in a leather beanie. I don't know what a guy wears a leather beanie for, just wandering around looking for chaps. I don't know what he's shopping for when he wears that. We could ask around.
All right. Well, he just wanted to make sure 814 got the answer to that question.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad people notice. You do get a lot of comments, and there's nothing wrong with getting. Here's the best comment though. We were walking into the theater the other night because
what'd you go see?
What saw Hello Dolly?
Did you love it?
If you have never seen a production of Hello Dolly, this is the one you must see.
Really?
It was phenomenal. Betty Buckley was great.
I love her.
She was great, and I don't know. I don't know how old she is. She's been around forever. Her voice was impeccable. She was funny. The whole cast was great. Visually, it was very stimulating. I stayed awake through both acts, which is always
that is amazing.
That's a key. And as we're walking in, there was a guy selling Streetwise. And he said to Debbie, oh, you look very nice. And then he goes, whoa, but I like how that guy's dressed.
And pointed to you?
Yeah, I had my caramel hair top coat and a bow tie, and I was looking sharp, or as sharp as I can look.
Snazzy.
Yeah, snazzy. I was looking snazzy. And he was like, oh, I like when a guy dresses up. That is a good look. And I was like, oh, the homeless think I'm fantastic.
Do you buy a Streetwise?
No, of course not.
Jerk.
What am I going
to do? Mean jerk.
I can't read. speak of the devil.
Yes, we were just, hey, Bill, I actually asked Brian Noonan from the 814 area code, when did you decide you had the fashion flair that is so unique? So thanks for reminding
me. That's a good question. If a nosy guy in a van, with Christmas trees had asked it, I would have been a little more forthcoming with the information.
You make it sound tawdry when you say it that way, Brian.
I shouldn't, though, because it's the exact opposite of tawdry.
It's untawdry is what it is.
Right.
All right. So you are out and doing great work on behalf of Goodwill and Tree Time. What are you up to now?
I'm in an undisclosed location. They won't let me. They don't want me to know where I am. I'm blindfolded in between stops. I don't mind. I don't care.
That seems
Bill,
you need to stand up for yourself a little more.
You think I should?
I think you should demand to at least know where you are.
No, they won't tell me. They said, because I said, this is insane, I need to know. So
yes!
I was told I'm in the Midwest. So I'm in the Midwest.
That's
is that
vague.
Enough to know?
Too vague.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many people have you visited their homes?
Serviced?
Yes. Yes.
So far, either 8 or 11.
Really?
Yeah.
You're motoring.
Yeah, we're going fast.
So how many are left on the hit parade? How many more you got?
I think only two or three more, and then we're calling it a day.
Well, sure, the van's got to be full at this point.
Well, The van on the inside is full. We've been scotch taping trees to the top of the van. I don't think it's safe, I'll be honest with you.
Well, listen, if you see a van covered in trees, keep your distance, that's all.
Right. Solid advice.
Somewhere in the Midwest, if you're within the sound of our voices and you see right. an evergreen covered van, be yeah. careful.
Just be a little alert. That's all I'm asking. Yeah. But you know what? Everybody has been, most everybody has been very, very nice. They're acting like I'm doing them a favor when in reality they're doing me a favor. Because everybody's, I think everybody's benefiting from this, don't you think?
Yeah, but it's a win-win because sometimes when you decide to get rid of your Christmas tree, it's pretty great if somebody just comes up and takes it.
Yes. Yeah. Right. A guy in a van comes up to your house, walks away with your tree.
Yeah.
What a wonderful Friday.
1-800-GOT-TREE.
1-800-GOT-TREE. Give us a call. I will say there was one lady, couldn't have been more than 35 or 40, who had tears in her eyes as I was taking the tree away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I came back and I took the Christmas tree away. And she's like, that's the tree you're supposed to take.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been digging in the yard.
The landscaping in the yard. I really did.
Oh, boy.
That's
they should
all right.
have specified.
Well, she signed the waiver.
Yeah. Once you're there, you see a tree, it's yours.
Yep. That's right. The way I say it.
Well, you're doing a great job to help the Goodwill mission and Tree Time. It's the Goodwill Tree Time Tree Trade In Drive. Only 6 days left, Bill, for people to stop by Tree Time or your local Goodwill and donate a tree for $75 off one select new Tree Time tree or 15% off any Tree Time tree at all.
Wow.
So you're doing great work.
Thank you.
Good for you.
As are both of you. I'm enjoying the show immensely.
Are you even listening?
Oh, not the show you guys are doing.
Oh.
There's another show I'm listening to. I'm enjoying it immensely.
Those people are good. They're very, very good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, at least let them stop. Are they letting you have a bathroom break? Anything?
Are they getting you lunch?
Yeah, anything happening?
No, there's been none of the perks that you would think would go along with this have gone along yet. I mean, we still have two or three more stops, but all the perks you just described so far. But that's good because it's a busy time of year, you guys. They just want to get it in, get it out, you know?
Well, who doesn't? But are you not dropping the "Do you know who I am" card on them?
They know.
No,
not the people whose houses he goes to. The people who have kidnapped him and are keeping him hostage in this van. They should.
That's why they kidnapped him.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, listen.
Going good. I really, you know, you never know with something like this if it'll go good or not. It has been very, very nice. You know, I've gotten some great stories from the people. About the trees, about how much they're going to be, how they're looking forward to new Tree Time trees. So I think, Wendy, you called it a win-win, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It is. And you like to get out there and meet the people,
you
and
do.
You really love Christmas. So out of the two of us, you made the right decision, and I'm glad that I'm back here in the studio.
Oh, all right. Well, that does it.
That's
all
a win-win, too.
It is. Wendy's winning. You're winning.
All
the
right.
only people not winning are the ones behind the van.
I talked two different families into Brooklyn in sheets. I laid down on this one guy's bed, and I'm like, are you sure these are the best sheets you've ever slept on? Because I can help you out. So it's a win-win-win. Everybody's winning.
Man, you are a master of marketing. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, Bill.
All right. Well, good work, Bill. Have a great weekend, and thanks for
Thank
all the
you
good
too.
You've done.
Bye, Bill.
I may be back in studio Monday, or I may do more picking up a tree. I don't know. We'll see.
Just let me know.
Go to my mom's on Monday, please.
Your mom's? I can be there. Yeah, Monday.
Pick those trees up. Thank you.
All right. She's in Rensselaer?
Yeah, Rensselaer, Indiana, sure.
Oh, head out there. All right.
All right, thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Bill, love you, baby.
That is Bill Leff.
Who loves us, baby?
And he, Kojak does, of
course.
And he is Christmas boy, so he's out and about. Remember, 6 days left, so if you're thinking about getting rid of your gently used Christmas tree, go to any Goodwill. The Goodbye Girl herself, Judy Pilak, is here.
Yes, what a great program that is, right?
It's a wonderful program.
Dropping off your tree, and then you get a discount at Tree Time.
Exactly. And you can take it to Tree Time, or you can just, there are Goodwills everywhere now. Remember when there were only just a few in various locations?
Yeah.
Now there's one in your neighborhood for sure.
And you know, some people, I mean, trees are expensive, you know, especially the artificial ones and even the real ones. And it's just a great program so that every family can have a tree.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I can't imagine a Christmas without a Christmas tree.
Right?
I really can't. And there are families that have it.
Yeah, I've gone back to the real trees the last few years.
Have you really?
You know why? I just get a small one.
Okay.
I've downsized everything in my life. I have a smaller house now, so I get a small tree, and I put it up on a bigger stand. So it still looks tall?
Yeah, optical illusion.
Yes. Oh. And it's great, and you don't have to put as many decorations on it. It's everything's just easier.
It sounds lovely.
Oh, just lovely. My little tip for the day.
One big ornament?
One big ornament, one piece of tinsel, yes, and one light. And it's fine.
Sure. Charlie Brown, enjoy it.
All right. Well, Brian Noonan is sitting in for Bill Left today. I want to thank you for that. We're going to talk to Jerry Nunn after the news with Judy Pilak, and we're going to take a quick break and then back with the news with Judy Pilak on WGN. All right. The best part about working with Judy Pilak is she's like a coyote that's stuck in a trap and is trying to bite its leg off. You were trying to open up.
And did I?
Yes.
Did I escape from that leg
you
trap?
You did. She is like a little raccoon trying to break into sandwiches.
You're welcome, everyone. Now everyone can eat, including me.
Jerry Nunn, Nunn on the Run. We'll talk to him after your news, and he brought in some. We're celebrating Thanksgiving a little early, so we'll talk to him about that.
And can I just mention real quick, Jerry had a t-shirt on that he posted. It's the best t-shirt I've ever seen in my life. It said, "Only Judy can judge."
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, get but it? Now only Jerry Springer can judge. How is he going to be a judge? He is not a judge. Judge Judy is a judge.
He's a lawyer, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
he's
true.
He's a judge.
All right. Whatever. All right, news
time. Could be president.
So could you. Why don't you run?
Too old. Oh, all wait. Right. Wait, what am I saying?
All right. Thanks, Jude. Enjoy your turkey sandwich, courtesy of Jerry Nunn.
Looks absolutely divine.
That's a crazy looking sandwich.
That's like a dinner.
I usually don't openly salivate, and yet I am. Yeah, normally it takes a little more than just a sandwich, but I see cranberry, I see dressing, I see turkey.
Well, Thanksgiving, I can't believe how quickly it's coming up. Let's give a proper introduction, first of all. Brian Noonan is sitting in for Bill Left today. I'm Wendy Snyder. And Jerry Nunn is with us, and Jerry's getting a complex because you are very rarely in the studio when both Bill and I are together.
Right. I know. It's been a rotating cast and everything.
One of us is off on the day he comes in. It's very rarely. You can hit button number five.
Okay. Got it.
Can you hear us now?
Button How about number that? Five.
Yeah, I can hear it now. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Hi,
perfect.
Jerry.
I was hearing someone else. I was hearing voices.
Yeah, you were hearing
the business lunch.
Yeah, that's not as exciting as ours.
We're having a fun lunch.
All right, so Jerry Nunn is here. He is basically all over the town and covers everything you need to know about holidays, events, everything. You can follow him on Nunn on the Run.
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you bring here?
So this is from the Goddess and the Grocer. And they are doing a special Thanksgiving meal that people can order for catering. They can order in for their businesses. Wow. And they'll deliver it to you. And it's amazing what they brought for us.
It looks delicious.
I make a turkey every year. I host Thanksgiving because I like both of my family and my in-laws to come together. And I figured that's the way. Plus, I'm a bit of a control freak and I can control the menu that way.
Right. Sure.
But it is a lot of work, and oftentimes I think about, boy, this might be a good idea to just, you can say what you want, order what you want, then you go pick it up, and then you put it in your own dishes so it looks like
you've been working for hours.
Yeah, I mean, this is a full turkey sandwich with the dressings, the gravy, they gave us pumpkin pie, and then cheese and crackers. Like, this is fancy.
Is it pumpkin pie or pecan pie?
Pecan pie.
It looks pecan-y to me.
I'm the pumpkin guy. I love pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin pie.
You like any pie that starts with P. We're getting that message.
Do you like pumpkin spice things? Because I like pumpkin pie, and I like it a couple times a year, and then I'm kind of over it. But, like, pumpkin spice Special K and pumpkin spice lattes, I do not like that.
They've made everything pumpkin now. Yeah,
I can have, one pumpkin beer a year. That's good. Then I'm good with the pumpkin.
Yeah, not like a whole six-pack or something.
No.
So, yeah, we have Thanksgiving coming out November 22nd. So that's our big November holiday this time, now that we've gotten past Halloween almost.
Is there a website or something in case you want to order?
Yes. They can email catering@goddessandgrocer.com, or they can place an order by 773-292-7100.
I might have to do that this year. This is the first year my brother usually hosts, and he's going to be on safari. With another brother. Yes, so we have nowhere to go, and my daughter's going to be home, but this is a good idea, because I'm working here at weird times, so I might have to ring them up.
Yeah.
And it's not just the sandwiches, right? You can order the full-on turkey, the whole deal, right?
Everything, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
All right.
I know. I'm hungry already.
I know. Keep talking, Jerry, or we're going to start eating.
Yeah, so November's got a packed full month, as ever.
All right.
In Chicago. First of all, it is November's National Adoption Month. So I was I was an adopted kid.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah. So that's the we're celebrating
the
that.
Theme of the month.
Know?
That's great.
Definitely, you know, affected my whole life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there's a new movie coming out called Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg, where he adopts him and his wife adopt three kids, and it's based on a true story. Comes out November 16th
Very
so this
nice.
Month. So I think it's a perfect movie for that kind of.
It is perfect.
Think they planned it?
I think they planned. Maybe. I would hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so too.
And the guy's coming in town. I'm going to talk to him. And
oh, that'll be great.
The guy that's based on.
Oh,
the
really?
Yeah.
You are amazing with all your interviews.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on.
There
you know?
Has been.
Yeah. So speaking of interviews, so Snoop Dogg was here last week. Did you guys see Snoop Dogg?
I did. I saw he was on GNTV.
Yeah, Dean was talking to him, and you got to speak to him too.
Yeah, he's a really, I mean, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He answered really good questions. I thought he had some really great answers for me. But the reason I bring him up is because Martha Stewart's coming. You know,
they
have that show together.
Yeah.
They're BFFs, right?
Yeah, so she's coming November 17th to the Wine and Food Experience at Soldier Field.
Ooh.
So it's
love her. I really do.
Do you?
I do.
Talk about making food and how she put together a meal.
Yeah,
that's true.
I know, but she's, I mean.
And she has that Marley Spoon now. Is that the name of it? Where it's like a meal club where kind of like HelloFresh where you can subscribe to it. And that's her deal, too.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
She's always got 1,000 projects.
I know.
So, but yeah, she's going to be here. Graham Elliott's going to be there. They're doing a lot of restaurants like Adobo Grill.
Can the average people go to it?
Yes, average people can go.
Can above average people go?
Shut up.
Everyone can go.
What about the below average? Are they welcome, Jerry? Be honest. We don't want them there, do we?
No, we want everybody. We want to welcome everybody.
All right.
So
I like more exclusivity.
A lot of good food, and that's November 17th at Soldier Field.
Is that up in the, like... outside, or is it up in the boxes?
It says United Club floors 1 and 3.
Oh, okay. So
that's how it works.
All right. Very nice.
Another food event is the Lux Home Chill event. Have you guys been to that yet?
No.
No, I've heard of it, though.
It's really wild. It is at the Merch Mart. This is November 8th and starts at 6 o'clock, and I recommend getting there as soon as it opens.
Really?
The mart is overrun with all the food tastings and wine, and it just... It's a huge, you know, the merchandise mart has its own.
It is.
It's
that
huge.
Thing is like the
it's
Hancock
crazy.
Building laid on its side. It's so big.
Yeah. But they cover this whole first floor and you just go from booth to booth, try out all these different things. Bar Cargo's going to be there.
Ooh.
Joe's Seafood, Geha's, wine from Ironstone, like all kinds of stuff.
Wow. This is like all my favorite places.
This sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a blast, but you want to get there early because the lines get a little crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to
how do we get tickets to that? Where do we go?
They can go to Lux Home Chill. It'll be online where they can get tickets. I recommend getting there at the beginning for that. What else we got? We got some...
concerts?
Yeah, lots of concerts. Oh, wow. Okay. So let's just start. Violent Femmes, November 4th. It's a lot. It's interesting that, like, this past in October, I was in Chicago Theater, like, 3 shows in a week. And then now it's at the Vic. The Vic is just packing in some really good shows.
I haven't been to the Vic in so long.
It's time to go back because Violent Femmes are coming November 4th. Elvis Costello.
Where is he coming?
November. He's coming to the Vic.
To the Vic.
I can't believe he's coming to the Vic. I don't know what kind of show this is going to be.
Well, I know that he was just at the Northerly Island over the summer, I think, and he's been out and about doing things.
Yeah.
But this is like coming home to the Vic in a way for him.
Right. He does Chicago theater usually.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's a wild
thing. This is going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, to see him in a small space like that. November 14th. I think this is really interesting. Dweezil Zappa is coming.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. And he's coming to the Vic, and you can take a master guitar class with him at 3 o'clock. And then go to the show later. You'd have to buy separate tickets.
When is that? I'm going to tell my son Michael about this.
That is...
Dweezil Zappa.
November 16th.
Master class.
So it's right after. This is all the same. Yeah, Elvis Costello and then Dweezil Zappa right after.
Jeez.
So...
Man.
What's going on with November? Why so much? Why so many cool happenings?
Music-vember.
Yeah.
There's just a lot leading up to the Christmas. You know, then you're going to have the holiday music and all that stuff coming out. The Struts are coming to two nights at the House of Blues. Have you
no.
listened to the Struts? Okay, so
not
this
familiar.
So this is like Freddie Mercury. I mean, this guy dresses flamboyantly like Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
Does he have a voice like Freddie Mercury?
Well, that's a toss. It's a different style.
And did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
I just went and saw it.
I cannot wait to see that. I'm one of the biggest Queen fans ever. I cannot. Was it great?
I want to hear what you think about it.
You didn't like it, did you?
I thought Malik was really good. I thought he was very good.
Playing Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
That's all you're saying.
There's it's, you know, it was band approval, so you have to keep that in mind.
Right, right. Brian May,
okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick's the Sacha Baron Cohen. Although you don't know what you're getting with him. He might have like gone completely off the deep end, and Hillary Clinton would have been on stage with his version of Freddie Mercury. Who knows?
Right, right, right. But Bryan Singer did this movie, so, you know, big budget.
Is there a mutant in it?
A mutant.
Isn't he the X-Men guy, Bryan Singer?
Well, I mean, Freddie had extra teeth. I mean, kind of
there we go.
Mutant-ish. That'll yeah. Work.
Freddie had a mouthful.
Yeah.
And Mr. Ed was jealous.
It's very like, you know, the prosthetics pretty wild to see. And the things that elevated above, like, you know, Selena or like other movies that have been similar to these biopics, they do a huge Live Aid thing where it is pretty wild to see. It's something you should
see. So it's like people portraying other artists.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I
got it. Yeah, but I mean, we don't get to see Madonna. She's mentioned, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, things like that.
She's mentioned.
But
all
anyway.
Right, so back to the Struts.
Yeah, so the Struts are they're just such a great band. I think you would really get into them if you get to give them a chance. They're there November 23rd and 24th.
Two shows.
I mean, at House of Blues. That's so, cool. Yeah. And
that's Thanksgiving weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very yeah. Nice. They killed it at Lollapalooza. They're really good. So, Smashing Pumpkins, November 30th. At the Aragon Ballroom.
They were just the cover story on, was it Rolling Stone? It had to have been. Without Darcy, of course. She's not with them, but everybody else.
Yeah.
I think it was Rolling Stone. My son still gets that, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Chicago Zone.
They play a lot here.
Yeah.
Tenacious D with Jack Black.
Oh, wow.
And Kyle Gasser. Are you guys into them?
Yeah.
I've never seen them perform.
Never live. Just TV stuff.
Yeah, so they're coming November 13th and 14th. And, I mean, I think it'd be kind of interesting to see them.
Yeah.
I've never really pursued it too much, but.
Yeah, I'd like to see what they do live. Because the TV show was, for me, hit and miss.
Okay.
So, live would be, you know.
Yeah. Jane Lynch is coming to City Winery for a holiday show.
With a special guest, right?
Yeah. So this is November 30th, Swinging Little Christmas. So she's doing a holiday show.
She's with, I can't think of her name, but it's Meredith from The Office, the redhead.
Kate Flanagan?
Yes. Yeah. Those two have been.
I met her. She's adorable. They're both great.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
So a little duo singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be a...
Wow.
I think that'll be a really fun show at City
Winery. And that's a great venue.
Yeah.
It's a terrific place to see shows.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect for the holidays, too.
I think the Struts should take me shopping because their fashion flair is pretty great.
I told you. It's a lot of fringe.
A lot of fringe.
Yeah.
Long hair and hats.
Yeah.
No bow ties, Brian. That's weird.
I have to go with barbershop quartets if I want my style to match up with a band.
Hey.
You know, a lot of four-part harmonies.
It can come back in style.
You never know, Jerry.
You never know. Conan and Friends are coming.
I want to see.
Yeah. So last time he came, they did some really fun stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember they had vending machines with T-shirts, and they did all kinds of creative ways to market it.
They were up at the Heritage Center, Irish American Heritage Center. They taped some things.
Conan is so unbelievably funny, and he's getting lost in all the mix. He really gets a raw deal on this.
Well, and now the show is... My daughter interned for him for 2 summers and then worked for him in New York and San Diego at the remote shows. And now his show he's evolving into this kind of doing the travel shows where he's in other countries doing his kind of thing. But yeah, his show is always really funny.
Oh, totally. And you kind of forget about it. And then when you watch it again, you're like, I should be watching this regularly. He's great.
Yeah, he's a pro. He really got it.
Nice guy.
So this is the stand-up show, though, right?
Yeah, it's going to be stand-up. So Friends, Comedian Friends, November 28th. So it's towards the end of the month. People have plenty of time to get tickets.
Yeah, get your tickets.
At the Chicago Theater. Back at the Chicago Theater. So we have that. Not a music thing, but Reese Witherspoon is coming to town.
To do what?
She's going to do storytelling, conversations. Her, Sophia Bush, is coming. It's called Together Live at the Auditorium Theater, November 12th. And then some other people are coming along.
I'm just curious why. I'm fine with it, and I think it. I think it would be cool, but I just don't. Is this a collaboration of sorts? Is this for an organization? Well, it just seems weird.
It's a very women empowering event. So it's called Together Live. I'm not super familiar with it. I've not been to it before. But November 12th, they're going to do different, you know, Q and A's and things like that.
I love her. Is that wrong to say?
No,
she's like a little sprite. There's something about her that that I think. Would be endearing and infuriating at the same time.
She went to high school by my high school in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was at Harpeth Hall though, so she was at the the rich girls, and I was at the the public school.
Close enough. Proximity's proximity.
Very close, and we're close to the same age, but not exactly. But anyway, it sounds like a good event. I definitely want to check it out. Cameron Esposito is going to be there. I don't know if you know her, but she's a comedian.
Why do I know that name? Known
for a while.
It's a two-hour evening. Our speakers will share their authentic stories, sing songs, make you laugh, often through tears. These speakers just share their raw, hilarious, vulnerable, authentic stories. It's the third year we're partnering with Hello Sunshine, the media brand founded by Reese Witherspoon, who are masterminds at creating and discovering content that celebrates women.
There you go. Huh. And the videos are great. I've seen some of the videos that Reese has put out.
Martin Green, who was Sasha on The Walking Dead, she's part of it.
Oh, yeah.
She went on to Star Trek sequel. She's on that. A lot of people.
Yeah. I think it'll be really interesting. We should go.
All right.
We'll all have to go.
All right. I'd be into that.
Get the van that Bill's got full of trees now, and we'll use that.
Yeah.
We'll just empty all pile the trees in. Out, we'll pile in.
You talked about Hello Dolly.
Yes.
You know, that's in town through November 17th.
Did you see it?
I did. I went and saw it.
How'd you like it?
I wanted to see the Bette Midler one. I definitely want to see someone else's take on it.
Okay.
It's a very classic, old-fashioned musical.
Yeah. Right.
I thought they did a good job with it, and I like Betty Buckley. Yeah. I talked to her before.
She's great in The Preacher.
Oh, right. I saw
she
that.
She's a crazy voodoo grandmother, let me just say that.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe, I'm like, that's Betty Buckley from Eight is Enough.
Yeah, she was so creepy in that.
Yeah. That's her.
I can't believe it. I'm glad that she's still running around doing stuff.
Yeah.
She was very good.
I heard she was great.
I thought she was terrific.
Yeah, she does good. Miss Saigon's coming to the Cadillac Palace Theater.
Yes.
November 14th through December 8th. And I've never seen it. So I haven't either.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing it.
You're going
to
go.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay.
Well, I'll go, and then I'll, do my hand-handed semi-review of it.
Okay.
Because I like to, you guys, you've been doing this for a long time. I'm new to kind of reviewing the theater, so I just know what I like. And that's like with wine or whatever. I like it for this reason, right? I mean, that's your take on it. I mean, I don't know all the technicalities. It's just like, do I think a regular guy would like it?
Right.
Then,
Yeah, that's an important opinion as anyone else. I mean,
this is another big, old school musical.
It's been around. Yeah,
forever.
Miss Saigon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, it's a classic.
Right.
I mean, I feel like you should at least go once to all these shows.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll compare notes after, Jerry.
Definitely.
Because I'm getting the feeling that you didn't love Hello Dolly as much as I did.
Probably not. I thought it was a little long.
I'm fine. All right, let me ask you this.
I have trouble with length on shows, though.
Yeah, after two hours, theater ass kicks in. Mm-hmm.
And I've mentioned this on every show I've seen. Mm-hmm. There's like one or two numbers that you could just cut, and the show would be perfect, rather than, hey, it was great, but we could,
Yeah, but the people performing want time to perform.
I understand that, mm-hmm. I'm fine with it, but as an audience member... 2.5, 2:40 is a long.
That does
that's
seem.
A
but
long
well, intermission, right?
You do intermission. You get those people in. They started 15 minutes late.
Yes, they did start 15
minutes.
And so
we're late. So this is a 3-hour experience on school night that starts at 7:30.
Yeah.
So
no matter how good it is, there's a point where diminishing returns kicks in. You're like, all right, when are we going to wrap this up?
Yeah.
Now and I didn't have that experience the other night, but I've had it in the past
with certain shows. Yeah,
sure. Certain shows.
Yeah, I get it. So a lot of movies are coming out that I'm super excited about. Did you hear about the mid-90s movie?
No.
I thought you would be into this.
What?
This Jonah Hill movie? It's a skaters movie.
I like him. I don't know why.
He's not in it, though.
Oh. He's in it. So what? I mean...
But he created it.
Yes.
And you can see his hand in it. It's set in the 90s. Trent Reznor did the music.
Ooh, that'll be cool.
And, yeah, so you hear some Morrissey, you know, just some all different kind of people from the 90s. And Skaters, you know, this coming-of-age story about this kid. And done very realistic. And really takes you back to the 90s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so if you're into that time period...
Not into Skaters, necessarily, but I'm into the whole 90s thing. So,
but you like
Vans.
You like to wear Vans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought ice skaters.
No, this is not a figure. It's not a figure skating.
Roller skaters.
I saw roller skaters.
I mean, not roller skaters.
Skateboards.
Skateboards.
Yeah, I actually saw the previews to this, and it does look kind of good.
All right,
I do like Vans.
Okay, so you saw the preview. Okay, so that comes out this weekend.
Okay,
we have rap battles on Bodied. Have you heard about Bodied?
No.
So I met the director.
Did you ever
of the
feel
cast
old
yesterday?
We have 1 minute.
We got to cram it. Bodied starts November 2nd, but it's a rap battle thing. Widows, you guys got to go see November 16th.
Yes, it looks good.
Viola
I actually
Davis
auditioned
is amazing.
For that.
Oh, gosh.
Did not make it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. I love the stories of failure.
Yeah. A lot of great movies coming out.
It only makes you stronger.
It does.
So a lot of movies coming out, and check them out. You know, we're heading into Oscar season, yeah. So I'll be back to talk about that.
Happy Halloween.
Man.
Thank you.
Yes. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Goddess and the Goat, for sending things along.
Goddess and the Grocer.
Goddess and the Grocer. Sorry, Goddess and the Grocer. I just saw a lot of G's on the paper. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Goddess and the Grocer. Looks delicious. Are you
It will be.
Things?
Yeah, you know, I want to wish Jasmine a happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday,
Thank
Jasmine.
Thank you.
Bravo.
She's wearing some lovely hair today. How do you go from short hair to long hair?
It's a magic.
Oh, well, it's,
yeah, that's the
It's like,
boy.
Was it Beautiful Chrissy where you would...
I'm out. I have no reference.
You would move her arm and her hair would grow.
Oh, yeah,
and then there was, and Velvet
doll.
Was her sister.
That. That's me. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a knob on your back. And when you twist that up, it goes back to short.
Yep.
I like that.
Wow.
All right. Well, happy birthday,
Jasmine.
How much
trouble would I get in with HR if I asked to see the knob?
Yeah, you made it almost through the whole day.
I know.
Without messing up. And I almost just swore there. So you would have taken us both down on Jasmine's birthday.
Jasmine's
I know, right?
Birthday.
And on the day of Jerry
thing.
Nunn's appearance.
Jerry comes in
I
with
know.
Beautiful sandwiches from Goddess and the Grocer, and I destroy the entire
Things go
endeavor.
Off the rails.
Yeah.
All right, where do people find you, Nunn on the Run?
Nunnontherun.com.
Two N's.
Yep. I'll be all over the city.
Very nice. He's always somewhere.
He is totally. Check
like,
out his Facebook
Jerry.
Page. All right, we have to wrap things up. We'll say goodbye in just a second. It is Brian Noonan in for Bill F. I'm Wendy Snyder. It's WGN. All right, thank you so much to Brian Noonan for filling in for Bill Leff.
It is always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It was very fun. I want to thank Bill Leff for going out and about as Christmas boy and collecting Christmas trees.
Working hard out there, doing manual labor, picking up trees.
On behalf of Tree Time and Goodwill.
So a great cause.
Want to thank Alexander Zalbin from Decider.com. We didn't get a chance to talk to him today because a lot of breaking news, including the mail bomb suspect who was identified at this point, and also, the president talked to us.
Uh-huh.
He addressed us. So we bumped Alexander Zalbin. But if you like TV, go to Decider.com. It's really a great website. We both love TV.
Yeah. I was looking forward to it. We'll talk to him again, I'm sure.
Yes, we will.
And maybe I'll steal him from you guys.
That you can't do. No poaching
I know,
guests.
I'm kidding.
And Jasmine, happiest of birthdays to you, my little friend.
Happy birthday, Jasmine.
Thank you so much.
I hope the number balloons do not show up.
I hope so, too. I hope so.
All right, and Bill Leff and I will be back in action Monday morning on 720 a.m. at 10 a.m. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody. See you later, Brian.
Bye, Wendy. Thanks. We'll be right back.